It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. Chances are you have seen this iconic hot dog cruising around Boise this week, inspiring smiles of nostalgia and, let's be honest, a little bit of excitement. The first Wienermobile hit the road back in 1936, handing out hot dogs and wiener whistles. Well, now, more than 80 years later, there are six motorized wieners traveling across country doing this exact same thing. Each Wienermobile is piloted by two seasoned hot doggers for a year-long tour. And in order to find out what it's really like behind the wheel of a 27-foot hot dog, well, we dispatched two of our own wiener enthusiasts, Matt Gillum and Hannah Gardowski, to get all the beefy details.
So we're on actually our sixth week. Starting Monday was our first day of the sixth week of our one-year journey as a hot dogger. I graduated from UTRGV, and that's in South Texas, and my partner Haley graduated in Madison, Wisconsin at UW.
So I hear that you guys have, like, special Wienermobile nicknames. Is that true?
We do, yes. My real name is Anthony, but on the hot dog highways, I go by Tony Baloney.
Look at that California license plate. It says Oscar Mayer.
It is beautiful.
Definitely.
Is it 27 feet long?
Right. So it's 27 feet long, 11 feet high, but in hot dogs, that's actually 60 hot dogs long and 24 hot dogs high.
I was going to ask. Yeah. Can you give me that in hot dogs?
Oh, yeah. No, definitely, man. We measure in dog mentions, so...
Puns are going to be flowing.
Oh, for sure.
How easy is this thing to drive or not easy?
Honestly, it's a lot of fun to drive. Maybe not super easy to drive, but definitely the hardest part about driving it is definitely just finding a parking space. We take about 4 or 5 spaces, so that's probably the most difficult part about getting this guy around.
We can take a look inside.
Are we hopping in the Wienermobile right now?
Yeah. So this is the Wienermobile. We've got our ketchup floors, but sorry about the mustard. We need to clean that up a little bit. But why don't you take a seat shot bun for me?
The seats are unexpectedly comfortable.
Oh, I know.
Like, full sink.
Oh, for sure. So one of my favorite things is a lot of people say, well, do you sleep in the Wienermobile? We like to say it's not a Wienerbago. We never sleep in the Wienermobile. But these seats are super comfortable, so don't blame anybody for trying.
No, these seats are amazingly comfortable. And just to describe them, they are mustard yellow, and then also ketchup red. And they've got the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile on the armrests, on the back of the seat, which is like this nice leather. And this is a very comfy plush.
Yeah.
Ketchup red fabric.
Yeah.
This is a much more cush vehicle, I think, than many people are imagining.
Definitely.
So how many hours a day are you guys on the road behind the wheel of this bad boy?
I mean, we have events throughout the entire week. So we usually do events actually on the later end. So our typical week looks like this. We have a Monday, which is a drive day, which gets us to our new city, our new market. And then Tuesday, Wednesdays, typically our off days. We're either able to just kind of explore the city, meet with some media, stuff like that. Yeah. And then we have events usually at grocery stores, but a lot of the times we also have events like at fairs, carnivals, parades, you name it. All this fun stuff like that we usually get to do as well, which is pretty neat.
That's awesome. Can you tell me about the application process? How do you become like a hot dogger?
So they're looking for recent college graduates, and it doesn't matter actually what your degree is in. Most of us decided to major in something like marketing, PR, mass communication, but we actually, there's really no limit to what you can study. There's a girl who did drama. There's a guy who did religious studies. So it really doesn't matter what you studied, but there is an online application that's open all year round, and they do collect those throughout the year. And then come February, when they actually start creating the team, is when they actually start looking at those things. Yeah, it's just that application, and you've got to keep your fingers crossed that you cut the mustard to get the job.
Haley, what has been your favorite part so far of being a hot dogger?
I think it's really just hearing the stories about different people who have seen the Wienermobile at one time or another, or that their life dream has been to see the Wienermobile. So those stories are so uplifting that we can really make magic, spreading miles of smiles. It's buns and buns of fun.
Do you happen to have weenie whistles?
We do have weenie whistles. So I have one for you here, actually. These are exclusive to the Wienermobile. You actually only get one when you see the Wienermobile in person. So you guys are both super lucky to have one in your hand right now.
This is amazing.
Fun fact, if you were to fiddle with the hole there in the front, you can actually change the note of it.
Oh, lack of musical abilities will be great.
Yeah.
It's like the commercial.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be. 'Cause if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
You can actually play that song on the wiener whistles. That's one of my goals this year as a hot dogger, is to learn how to play it so I can show off my new talent, actually.
You're going to have lots of encore requests. I can feel it.
feel like this is like a bucket list item. The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is, I'm in it. So Hannah, what are your thoughts here?
Yeah, it's beautiful, first of all. I love it. Can you give us a little bit of history behind the Wienermobile?
Sure, yeah. It started in 1936. The original vehicle was built by Carl Mayer, who was Oscar Mayer's nephew. Honestly, they were just looking for a way to brighten people's smiles up. That was actually during the Depression. They were like, you know, what can we do? And they decided to put a hot dog on wheels. And since then, it's been a huge icon. The vehicle's actually switched up in design quite a bit throughout the years. This is currently a 2016 model. It's the newest one out there at the moment. She's extremely aerodynamic, and she handles very well on the hot dog highways.
Thanks so much for talking with us, guys. You've been amazing.
Yeah.
We'll catch up with you guys later.
And joining me live in studio are the Frankfurter experts themselves, Matt and Hannah. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you, Gemma.
Okay, I need to ask the most important question first, okay? Tony Baloney said that each hot dogger has their own nickname. If you were a hot dogger, what would your nickname be?
Hannah, you start with this one. You were given one. We both were.
You were given?
No, I christened Matt with one, and he didn't like his.
Oh, well, what was it?
He was Turkey Bacon Matt.
Oh, okay.
And I was going to be Horseradish Hannah.
Horseradish Hannah has a nice ring.
It does.
Tony Baloney thought that he was a fan of alliteration and thought that I could be Meaty Matt.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Meaty Matt.
Yeah. Let's never say that again.
but let's. Okay, so they want recent college graduates. It's open all year long. So how did – it's Habanero Haley and Tony Baloney. So share with us how each of them became a hot dogger. I mean, because they're college graduates. I'm sure mom and dad were happy when they said,
We got a job.
Well, we got a job. I'm gonna be a hot dogger.
Yeah, no, Tony was telling us that it was actually a relatively simple application process. They just went in, applied, and then got a call back, did interviews, and then they're the hot doggers they are today, I guess.
And they actually go through, what did you say, to drive this? It's like a 2-week training to actually learn how to drive the Wienermobile, right?
They do. They go to like a hot dogger high for 2 weeks. To learn how to drive the Wienermobile, which makes sense.
Okay. So, and when they came here they were here earlier this week, and we all, I mean, I think the entire station went out there to check out the Wienermobile. And they go around to other grocery stores. They're going to be grocery stores in Boise this week. They're somewhere today. Do the two of them have to make all the hot dogs?
See, now I think previous iterations of the Wienermobile were also Wiener dispensaries, if you will.
Okay.
But that is not the case anymore. The Wienermobile is strictly for promotional purposes and doling out those Wiener whistles that you can only get when you're there in person.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a support vehicle now that shows up with the hot dogs.
A Wienie support team?
Oh, you need, it takes a team.
It takes a village to make this happen. All right. So they are in Boise today. They're at the Broadway in Boise. But then tomorrow, I believe, they'll be at the Albertsons on Federal Way from 10 to 4 on Saturday if people want to catch them. That's right, correct?
I think they'll be at the Vista Albertsons.
Oh, the Vista Albertsons.
And then the last day, 29th, they'll be at the Federal.
All right. So if you want to see them and you want to get that weenie whistle, you've got to go.
And can I just jump in with something really quick?
Very quickly.
It really is magical to see it. There was a man walking down the street who just came over into our parking lot, saw the Wienermobile, told us how he saw it back in, I think, was the 50s, and was taken back to his childhood. And the man was, you know, in his 70s now, but it just grabs people.
It really, really does. It was a lot of fun to have you guys do this. We are running out of time. I want to thank Matt and Hannah, our hot dog experts.